Hello?
KPFK?
Yes?
I have some message to deliver to the people on station.
All right.
Are you responding?
Yes.
I'm speaking from Antelope Space Station. You want some things cleared up? I clear them for you. I'll talk of mother, father. There's no difference. It's up to each individual, every one of you, to see for self. You can change nothing, do nothing. We not interfere. What you see is what keeps you from seeing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
There is no division. There is no finite mind. There's nothing. There never was anything. We planted you. Why don't you wake up to this? We are not coming. But your own country self-destructing. They are preparing to go to space, your government. They're working with a bad alien group. You've seen the thing that has been passed around. The Q paper, the red paper.
No.
The red paper speaks about Bush and the government and their involvement. Do you know about the man that... Are you with me?
Yeah.
A man escaped 7 miles south of Las Vegas 4 weeks ago from an underground, what is called a DUMB, Dumb Underground Missile Base. It's in 93 square miles, 7 miles south of Las Vegas, named area code Groom Lake. Right now, there are 400 or 500 humanoids parked around in camping vehicles watching 6 underground space machines built by your government. And this man escaped from there with photographs of implants and all kinds of weirdness, as you call it. And they made a documentary with the news director of the Las Vegas television station. You know about this?
No.
On the day of what is the big football game, what do you call the big football game everybody's watching? Super Bowl. They showed this documentary on Las Vegas television.
And nobody saw it.
Everybody busy watching Super Bowl. Watching a ball. You understand? A piece of matter bouncing around between non-existent limitations, parameters, with no meaning. Animal bouncing in a zoo. This is a despicable race.
Can I ask you a question?
Speak. Go ahead, speak.
So you think there are no such things as good extraterrestrials around that will come to help?
What your term help has meant by the word help?
Well, there's a lot of things meant. Basically, reduce the suffering of this planet, guide the planet into a better world.
American government has been in alternative 3 for over 30 of your years, been introducing deadly viruses into the public with PR programs to get rid of undesirables because of the population explosion. From a place called Fort Detrick. You heard of this name, Fort Detrick? All germ warfare is designed there. All germ warfare in America is in Virginia, is near CIA headquarters.
Yeah, but see, you know, the thing that I have to say here is...
You are radical. They will send you to the camps. Everyone knows you listen to KPFK, Rex 84, these programs. This is not a joke. They have prison camps for people like you, for anyone that is thinking. The world is about to be caught up in a complete captivity of its own...
No, it won't, and that's what I'm here for, to tell
you.
Yes, and I tell you, the thing is, you know, if you believe your government is powerful, wake up to a new consciousness. The government of God is a lot more powerful than any government of Earth can ever be.
Unfortunately, the aliens from the different places, you understand, well, first of all...
I know, but you know, the...
You heard the name, you've heard the 5412, MJ-12.
Yeah, I've heard about all that. But I've heard about, too, that was all a fake, too.
It's not a fake. There's a man named Hamrick, a man, an American scientist, who's in the number one in the wanted list of MJ-12. He's working with King Olaf of Sweden and other few people developing fuelless engine.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of things.
I'm telling you that they're most assuredly doing everything that you hear about. It's not programming. It is not stuff they are programming. This is real. They're really doing this.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, what I just...
1985, two-thirds of world population will be destroyed by AIDS. Finish.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't believe in that.
I know.
I think...
Call Atlanta Disease Control. Get real information, I'm telling you. It is the worst. It makes the Black Plague look like a smallpox epidemic.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, why you all this negativity...
It's not negative, it's just reality.
No, that's not... It's not, it's just a part.
It's coming on you to run you over. You're calling it negative, you're calling it positive. You get out of the way.
No. What you're talking about is only a certain aspect of reality. Even if all these things exist, there are a lot of other things that exist.
You're a beautiful flower child, but all the help...
No, I'm not just a beautiful flower child. I'm a powerful angel. And you will get to know this power of love.
You know where you came from? And why you are here,
what?
Precisely, exactly. Were you just chosen, or were you tapped on the shoulder?
Well, listen, all of that doesn't matter, but what I'm trying to tell you is there is hope. And the power of God, the power of love, is more powerful than any government, than any dark force, than any negativity. And whatever will happen, whatever anybody tries...
There's no question, love conquers all. No,
exactly, and that will happen very soon.
Whether love conquers all inside a prison, or whether it conquers it, whether you're running free in the sunlight.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if you want to know more about Ashtar Command, you can call area code 213-281-9766. 281-9766. You want to go out with another? Okay. And we are talking with Miko of Ashtar Command.